Welcome to the Profit First REI podcast, where real estate investors master financial management, eradicate entrepreneurial poverty, and learn to be profitable from day one. Now for your host, David Richter.
Hey everyone, it's David Richter with the Profit First REI podcast, and I have a special guest for you today, Kapil Singla, and can't wait to have him tell about his business and his company. So I'm really excited to have him. Kapil, you want to just say a few quick, you just want to say hey to everyone out there listening to in podcast land?
Sure. Hey guys, this is Kapil Singla. Totally glad to be here. Thank you
awesome. So much for inviting. So I'm really excited because, Kapil, how old are you?
I'm 19.
Yes, this is why. This is why Kapil is on, because he's 19 years old. He's got a wholesaling company. I met him at the Good Success Mastermind. So I'm really excited about having him on the show today. So Kapil, I'm going to ask you just some high-level questions. What got you started into real estate and when did you start? Did you start earlier than 19? So like, give us a little bit of background that got you into the whole real estate business.
So basically, real estate was like attractive to me from very early on. And I basically started it when I was in 17s, bought a couple of tax liens because I came from India and land is very expensive down there. And when I looked at I heard about what tax sales are, how it works. At the time I was doing some stuff for a real estate guy in the town, just working for him after the high school. And he told me that you can buy a lot for $25. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So I just ended up buying a bunch of lots in I don't know where, bought a bunch of railroad tracks leading to nowhere.
Okay.
So that's how. So it was kind of an accidental entry in real estate.
Okay, that's a very interesting story. See, I love this. This is great already. So you bought those. Okay, so then because I know a little bit of where you are now, how did you get from there to where you are now?
Yeah, definitely love that question. So, you know, got done with the high school. I started managing like 55 rentals for this guy in South Bend and in the whole area. And wasn't making any money, you know, like was pretty much closer to what I could easily make on a gas station, or, you know, was like $2,000-$3,000 here and there, and was illegal because I didn't have any license. And not to say this, didn't even have a driver license at some other point, but okay, not getting into all that. So I wasn't making money. So how I got into wholesaling was kind of backwards. Like, you know, people learn about wholesaling first and then find deals.
Right.
I found a deal first and then figured out that, okay, there's something like wholesaling that exists. So basically, you know, I was looking at the rental, you know, applications, and you usually ask the lady that, okay, you know, why do you want to move? And it's like, well, this house is really bad. My grandmother doesn't want to fix it. It got a hole in the roof. I was like, all right, well, is your grandmother looking to sell? Oh yeah, she would sell. So we got that house at an amazing price point. We got that as a quitclaim deed at $5,000.
Wow.
And it was worth 90.
What?
Fixed up.
All fixed up. The all ARV. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful neighborhood still. Nice neighborhood close to river. Not a junky ghetto neighborhood.
Yeah.
So yeah, but I didn't knew it was worth 90. I didn't had any
wow.
idea. So, but I sold it to the guy whom I was managing properties for and made $7,500. And I looked at my check. I was like, holy shimole, you know, that this is 3 months worth of pay. So I was like, then that's how I got into real estate.
Awesome. That is such a great story. I love that. So tell me now, so how long have you been wholesaling then?
So we basically started last year closer to these months. And October, September was my first like direct mail campaign that I ran. didn't work out, was struggling, failed a couple of deals. So basically in business for a year now.
Okay. And then tell us about your business. Like, so how is the going now? Is it a little bit better now that you've kind of got some of those bumps out of the way? Is there a brighter future?
Well, yeah, you know, got, you know, a couple of struggles here and there, you know, issues here and there, but we're closer to hit our first six figure here. So, I was calculating this last night. Total deals would be around 28 by the 28? End of the month.
Yeah. Wow. So can you tell me when that's from? How many months is that? What's the time frame for those 28?
Most of the volume that we did is just last couple of 4 months.
Really? So, awesome.
Yeah, 90% of the revenue that's generated is just in last couple of months. But we did few package deals. And just so everyone knows out there who's listening, like the neighborhood, the area we are in, the average wholesale fees is $4,000 to $5,000. So we're not in Florida where we can make a $25,000 margin. So in January, February, we had a buyer doing packages deals, like, you know, eight packs, three packs, two packs. So yeah, totaling up. So yeah, most of the deals are like last 4 to 5 months mostly.
Okay. Awesome. That is so cool. So what would you say changed in the last 4 to 5 months, like to get you from, you know, the 10% of the deals up until that time, and then 90% of them have happened in the last 4 to 5 months?
COVID.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I don't know what really happened.
It changed
a lot structurally.
Okay.
You know, like we were doing direct mail, totally came to a different end of just doing texting and cold calling, and changed bunch of things technically. You know, and hired right people, I would say.
Okay.
You know, got two full-time VAs working and one lead manager who's American, you know, so,
yeah,
you know, it's been, I think it's been getting the right people.
Okay. Yeah. That is very key. I've definitely realized that the more I've been in business, that's totally key, the people that you have working with you. So that's awesome. I love this story. I love that where you are now. So let me just ask you a couple quick other questions. Like, so the reason you got into real estate then is because you saw the potential that it had, right? I mean, is that, or did you like real estate before, or was it just more of just, this is where the path of life took you?
So if you want to like really hear some more interesting stuff about me. So basically I came to the States little, legal way, but then became illegal, just like undocumented person. So I was working like 90 hours on a gas station, and was watching like people like Ty Lopez reading books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm on the gas station, I have a book in the hand and serving the people. So just real estate was always very attractive because my grandfather and my dad made a lot of, a lot of wealth back in India. Like my grandfather made a lot, his fortune in buying land and renting it to commercial people. So, you know, that's why I thought it might be my way. It was a big learning curve because it was a total different thing in huge learning, you know, how it works, how laws, LLCs, trust. It was a bunch, but you know, we got there.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that for sure. So the systems that you have now, like to buy and whatnot, let me ask this, because since this is the Profit First REI podcast, we want to make sure like that we hit the financial side of it. Right. Do you have any systems set up right now on the financial side? Are you using QuickBooks? Are you using anything to track your money? Or like, how about that? Do you have anything on that side to give as a recommendation to people?
Absolutely. So basically I have a VA. I mean, he's an accountant back in, he's from India. We hired him up on Upwork. So we go through our books bi-weekly, QuickBooks. And I, like, as I said, I, you know, money wasn't a problem 4 months ago.
Right.
But now when you're looking at that, okay, that 30%, because, you know, being a self-employed, I would come into a 30% tax liability. So now I would have to go back and focus more on books. So yes, it's that time. So yeah, for last two, three months, I have been, you know, going back and tracking my miles, keeping all the receipts. I can literally show you like the second road is full of stuff. And so I'm just trying to keep everything on track as much I could.
Awesome. Okay. Well, that's very, I love it. I love the whole, your whole progression of where you are to now and what you're doing now. So let me ask this, is there any tips that you have for our listeners or any recommendations or anything that you want to say to them as far as either advice or a book that you've read that's really helped you, or like it could be anything?
I'm a really small guy to give someone an advice, but one advice I would just give is value the relationship. All I have built in my so far doing business is the relationship. Every person I do business with, whether it's a seller or a buyer, whomsoever it is, you know, I just value that relationship a lot. Even, you know, even if there's some cross borders, you go and talk them over. A lot of people have a lot of bad mentality about wholesalers, but if, you know, and that is because, you know, they don't just value the relationship. So rather than running for dollar bills, run for some good relationships. And I think those will get you really where you want to be.
Awesome. I appreciate that. So then let me ask this. Is there any way our listeners can provide value to you? Are you looking for buyers, lenders, sellers? Do you have an email address people can contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So can I give my contact in?
Like, of course, you can do anything that will help you and bring value.
So yeah, you can. I would love to talk, you know, about anything. You can reach me at 929-413-9332. Again, that is 929-413-9332. And my email is my first and last name, kapilsingla3737@gmail.com. It's kind of a big one, but, and Dave has all my info. So I would love to, you can reach out. I'm on Facebook, also on Instagram, LinkedIn. So those three options are also there. Same, just my first and last name.
Very cool. Well then, yeah, we've appreciated you having on here, good through your story where you are now. I think as a 19-year-old, you're on the track. I would honestly, you keep going this way, you know, 10 years from now, you'll probably be hosting your own podcast and like interviewing other people and like telling them where you started and now where you are. So I would just say, let's keep on that path. You're going down an awesome path, and that's so great. I really appreciate you being on today.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you found this episode valuable, could you do me a quick favor? Can you give us an honest rating within iTunes? And be honest, you could say whether you liked it or not. And obviously with iTunes, the more reviews and ratings we have, the better it is for other people that are searching for a Profit First and a podcast. So we'd love to be ranked on there. And that's thanks to your help. So we would really appreciate that if you would like to go give us a rating. Also, if you're looking to connect with us further, I would highly recommend checking out our Facebook group, Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and that's literally what it's called. So you can type in Profit First for Real Estate Investors, and you'll be able to find our Facebook group right there. So come join active real estate investors who are supporting each other and growing their businesses and profits together. That's what that group is all about. The link should be in the description below. And if you're interested in working with us and implementing Profit First in your real estate business, we offer coaching and guidance. So if you want to work with someone who's actually Profit First certified and who works right now currently with real estate businesses, you can actually go start your application process by going to simplecfosolutions.com/apply, or just go right to simplecfosolutions.com and there's an apply button right on there. If you want to actually start your Profit First journey with someone who can actually walk you through those step by step and help you know and grow your cash flow. Thanks again for joining us for another episode of the Profit First REI podcast. See you next episode.